Welcome to the Quarterly Market Report podcast for the fourth quarter of 2015. I'm Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners. The third quarter of the year punished equity investors. Prior to the beginning of the quarter, investors were frustrated with the stagnating market. But double-digit losses in many parts of the equity markets put an end to 4 years of relative calmness. Monday, August 24th was one of the worst days since the depths of the Great Recession in 2009. The S&P 500 fell over 5% on that day, while many international equity markets dropped far more. U.S. markets were unable to open normally. According to data from the New York Stock Exchange, State Street Global Advisors, and Bloomberg, it took 27 minutes after the official market open at 9:30 before all securities that constitute the S&P 500 were individually opened for trading. Exchange-traded funds and other basket securities traded at significant bid-ask spreads due to the inability of investors to accurately price the underlying instruments. Anecdotal evidence suggests that retail investors who flooded the exchanges with market orders, which require immediate execution at any price, and stop-loss orders, which become market orders when a target price is reached, were at least partially responsible for numerous trading halts. Exchanges are required to temporarily halt the trading of a stock when the price swings too severely, with the idea that a 5-minute break will allow investors to calm down. But on this day, that only caused orders to stack up until trading resumed, exacerbating the volatility and leading to subsequent trading halts. Regulators are certain to be looking for a new perspective on how to impose order on markets that refuse to be calmed. Global concerns about economic growth are worrying investors with a short-term view of the markets, even as corporate earnings are healthy. Emerging markets have taken the brunt of the downside pressures over the last few years, although they contain some of the best long-term growth opportunities. China is the headline concern, but many countries around the globe are facing growth challenges. Lower input costs from declining commodity prices will provide a natural offset, which is already leading to higher corporate profits. BIP clients who invest using the BIP hedged equity strategy were able to mitigate a substantial amount of the market loss with income from the options market. Each investor should look at their own individual account for their performance results. Please talk to your personal wealth advisor to get more information if you're interested in exploring ways to reduce volatility from your equity exposure. Interest rates fell from already low levels to give bond investors some temporary joy, but that doesn't bode well for the future, regardless of what the Fed does this year. Current yields on investment-grade fixed income will make it very difficult to earn an inflation-adjusted return of any consequence for the next 5 or even 10 years. Much of the debate about interest rates has focused on whether the overnight rates will rise by 25 basis points this year. But these small rate changes are inconsequential for most parts of the market, even for housing. The real concern behind a rate change is that there may be just enough good economic news for the Federal Reserve to begin to move away from a posture of accommodation. This leaves both stock and bond investors in the confusing position where at least on some days, good economic news becomes bad market news, and conversely, bad economic news becomes good market news. The remedy to this, of course, is for investors to adopt a long-term point of view. Short-term market movements cannot be adequately explained by the headlines that are produced each day. Markets only make sense over a longer time frame, which is why investors with a financial plan that assesses the appropriate amount of portfolio risk are able to manage through rough quarters like the one we just had. Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners. Goodbye for now.